Okay, great. My name is Mike Mulvaney from the University of Florida. My colleague Heather Enlow also participated in this experiment, and she's from Gainesville. I'm in Jay at one of the research centers. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about corn yield and nitrogen use efficiency response to ESN, which is a polymer-coated urea that's commercially available there in the Deep South. The rationale, ESN is a polymer-coated urea. It's formulated as 4400. It's the only slow-release fertilizer that's commercially available in bulk for row crop production. You can get things, some products that might be might have a urease inhibitor or something like that. Not in my area, you can't. You can dry several hours, but that's not what I'm going to call a slow-release fertilizer. Typically, growers in my area, if they use this at all, they'll blend it 50-50 with urea, the idea being they've got some immediate nitrogen available to the crop, and then they've got some slow-release fertilizer to the crop as well. The regulatory industry in Florida, water quality is a huge issue in Florida, and the regulatory industry or regulators are interested in knowing if ESN can improve nitrogen use efficiencies to help improve our water quality. The problem is there's not really any data available for the Deep South. It's harder to get any further south and still remain in the United States. So you can see here, there's no statistics in this in these data. These aren't my data. But ESN, conventional till versus no-till, yielded pretty well. In Illinois, nitrogen use efficiencies were actually the way that this is shown is that these nitrogen use efficiencies in kilograms per yield were actually, the nitrogen use efficiencies were actually higher. That those data are shown kind of the opposite of what you might expect. So there was some good data, but when you start moving farther south, ESN in North Carolina showed that there was increased corn nitrogen uptake with ESN, but only about compared to urea, but only about half the time, all right? So then the rationale behind ESN, if you're not familiar with it, as a polymer-coated urea, it's temperature and time-dependent release rates, all right? The time is kind of obvious, but as you increase temperature, you're also increasing release rates. So when you're moving down into Florida, okay, the date you're showing increased NUE in Illinois, less so in North Carolina. Is this technology really going to be viable in a hot place like Florida? So the hypotheses that we were interested in was incorporated versus broadcast ESN, and we thought that incorporated ESN might release at a slower rate than broadcast because of a temperature differential when you incorporate that ESN. And then we were also testing the hypothesis that ESN would improve corn yield and or nitrogen use efficiency compared to urea. So our objectives were to quantify incorporated and broadcast ESN nitrogen release rates, and we did this at two sites in Florida. That's Jay, that's where I live, I'm practically Alabama, and then here's Citra. These are real sandy soils over here. And the other thing we wanted to do was optimize ESN and urea blends and timings of application for Florida corn production. So the release rate study involved these pouches or litter bags. We conducted this over 2 years at two locations. We buried some of these bags at 10 centimeters depth. The others we pinned to the soil surface to try to get intimate contact with the soil as best as we could. And then we had two deployment dates. We had one at planting and another at corn side dress. So here you can see the data. Let me set this up for you. So this is the nitrogen release rate as the percent applied, and then we've got release dates. So this one we only had a side dress application. We didn't have the at plant application. So the others have an at plant and then a side dress application. And so what you can see here is if you look at the 50, I just chose 50% release. It's a common unit to look at. The other would be 80%. But if you look at the 50% release rates, this is a month in between here. So you're looking at for pre-plant incorporated, the solid symbols are incorporated, and the open symbols are buried. Now, I'm sorry, are broadcast. So you're actually seeing at about, you're looking at about two, generally speaking, you're looking at about 2 to 4 weeks for 50 to 50% release rates, depending on whether or not it's been incorporated or whether or not it's been broadcast. Now, interestingly, you'll see when there's a difference at all, and there's not always a difference, but when there is a difference, we're noticing that the incorporated ESN is releasing fast nitrogen faster than the broadcast applications. All right. Now, I think what's going on is that when we're incorporating the ESN, we're probably scratching the surface, having prill damage, and that may be what's responsible for the increased release rates. For the side dress applications, you can see we're getting about 50% release rates in about 2 weeks after application. Sometimes it comes out to about a month. And again, sometimes there's differences. Again, when there are differences between the incorporation versus broadcast, we're finding faster release rates when it's incorporated. So that's fine, right? Okay, we've quantified ESN nitrogen release rates. Does it make a difference? So what we did is we had 4 site years of data. We had applications, so we did 2 application timings. We either did 100% of the treatments, 100% of the nitrogen was put down at plant. We also did split applications. So where we did split applications, we did 25% of that treatment or the blend at plant, and we did 75% of that nitrogen went down at around V5. We put down 183 units in total, and our blends were either 100% ESN, 25% urea, 75% ESN, a 50-50 blend, or of course 100% urea. So one of the things I want to mention with ESN is here's a blend that you can, one of the treatments with a blend, and you can see the urea prills have dissolved, you know, readily, but the ESN sticks around on the soil surface. And what happens in J, we get, 3-inch rainfall events are, you know, fairly common. And you'll end up with pooling like this in low spots in your field. And this is a pretty level, these are pretty level fields. So that's just something to be aware of when you're interpreting the results or if you're going to go using these kinds of products. So let me show, I'm only going to show one yield data because the data really aren't any different across sites. These are all Tukey LSDs at 95% confidence level, so these are fairly conservative, but I have a lot of pairwise treatment comparisons here. So I could probably do some orthogonal contrast to dig a little deeper into these data as well. But generally, we're not seeing any treatment. Here's my control, and then I've got my no side dress, so this is 100% of urea being 100% of nitrogen being applied at plant, versus all these different types of splits, which is a 25-75 split. Now, I had originally hoped in the first year of data, I said, oh, well, you know, okay, not statistically significant, but still I had pretty high yields, and I saved myself a pass. So, I don't know, $6 an acre to spread the stuff, okay, maybe I can save $6 an acre. As it turns out, for every time this is high, it can also be low with subsequent years of data, and because I'm limited on time, I'm just going to show you, I removed the values, and I'm just showing the mean separation test. And these are mean separations within a site year. So site year 1, 2, 3, 4, I've got my control, and then I've got, like just set up like the previous graph, I've got no pre-plant application, all pre-plant application, and then my no side dress here, and then all my splits up here. But you can see in terms of grain yield, there was never any statistical difference at any of the site years. The nitrogen removed, same thing. Nitrogen recovered, same thing. So not exactly the data that I would have liked to have seen, but I got to say I'm not entirely surprised. When we start looking at other types of other ways to calculate nitrogen use efficiencies, physiological N efficiency, yield efficiency, and grain nitrogen, we're not really picking up any differences there. So in conclusion, we found that buried ESN releases its nitrogen about 50% of its nitrogen in about 2 to 3 weeks. You can delay that by a broadcast application, and at 183 units pounds of nitrogen per acre, we did not find any differences between splits or timing of urea on corn production. So we did not find that ESN increased nitrogen use efficiencies in our area. So that was a lot of work for no differences. So I'll have to work hard to find a journal for that. Now, I guess I have a few minutes to elaborate. I guess I talk pretty fast. Some of you who are astute out there or look at these data like I do, this begs the question: why are we recommending split applications if we're not getting any? So somebody's nodding their head. Why are we recommending split applications out there? And we can have that conversation. But I guess if I have time, my response would be to mitigate risk. So if you're in there late in the field, if you get a rainfall event and you're delayed getting in the field, at least you got some nitrogen out there. So I would still recommend a split application for our corn. So future questions that we could go, I have enough things going on that I probably won't continue with ESN unless there's increased questions by the regulatory industry. Or grower organizations, but perhaps we could lower the fertilization with ESN. The thought with that being, if we apply high nitrogen rates, we're kind of swamping out the system with nitrogen. We're not expecting to see increases in NUE. My response to that is we fertilized at 183, so we were pretty much on the lower end. We weren't even at the 200 bushel yield goal at 183, so I feel like we kind of dialed it back already. But that would be one area that you could go. The other question that I had for Agrium was, can we run these prills twice through the processor and increase that coating, maybe bring it down to 4200 and increase those release rates a little higher? Maybe it wouldn't be that much added cost for the industry, but for our warmer conditions, we might be able to delay the release that much longer and maybe pick up differences that way. By increasing the thickness, we might be able to incorporate that ESN without the suspected prill damage when we incorporate. So with that, I guess I have left enough time for questions. So
yeah, actually thank you. Thank you first.
Oh yeah.
So stay there. So I think that's a very interesting presentation, especially on those sandy soils. You know, you always think about dialing down some of these enhanced efficiency fertilizers, but you said that it was already pretty low, I mean, on the lower side.
Yeah, we would typically say 200 units. You know, it depends on what your yield goal is.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1.1 units per bushel would kind of be the ballpark figure. So, we were fairly low.
Is there any additional questions? Please.
Instead of your machine breaking up the frills, was soil moisture something you considered to be a contributor to the release when you incorporated compared to the...
Repeat the question,
too. Okay, so the question is... let me see if I get this right. The question is, the machine breaking up frills, and what about soil moisture effects? Yeah. That's clarifying the soil moisture question, and I presume for broadcast applications is what you're talking about, whether or not you're getting adequate soil moisture uptake by the prill in order to have release rates. So that's a valid question, and I had posed that to Agrium, the manufacturer of ESN, and they said it wasn't an issue. I'm not entirely sure of that. I think that's a valid consideration, and those could be potential effects. As far as machine effects affecting nitrogen release rates, certainly I think it was Bobby Golden or Nathan Slayton's group or somebody had done some work looking at prill damage by spreaders, and certainly damage does occur. In our case, that's not a factor because we hand spread. And furthermore, another thing to keep in mind is When you get ESN, they in bulk, they're getting a front end loader and they're scooping it from the bottom and they're damaging all those prills, and you're paying, depending on the price of urea, you're paying 28% to 64% more per unit of nitrogen for this stuff. And when they're scooping it from the bottom, you might as well just be, buying your, for all the damaged prills. It's as good as urea. So that was something. So we got a fresh batch from Agrium and we just applied pure ESN, so we're trying to be careful about prill damage.
Okay. Well, great presentation. Appreciate it.
Thank you.